We often talk about the impact climate change will have on us in big, visible ways like floods, fires, and storms. A new study published in Nature this month looks at much smaller ways climate change may affect us, microscopic ways. Climate scientist Camilo Mora of the University of Hawaii was one of the authors of the study, and he told me part of their motivation was to see if climate change had anything to do with the outbreak of COVID-19.
We just don't know yet. But what I can tell you after doing this work is that I can tell you at least 20 different ways in which COVID-19 could have been caused by climate change.
So I asked him to explain the connection between climate change and diseases caused by microorganisms like viruses and bacteria.
What is happening is that there are many ways in which climate change is actually forcing these species to get into contact with us. And by increasing those contacts, it turns out that the amount of pathogens that are in the wild are having a higher chance to come in and making us all sick. And what we did in this paper was to quantify the magnitude of how big of a deal this is.
Give us one story, one example that illustrates how this works.
So one example that I like very much is imagine that in the middle of the jungle, in the middle of nowhere, there is a bat, and that bat obviously has their own pathogens that they have been accumulating for hundreds of years, but they are over there and we are over here. So there is never really a contact. There is no risk for us from that bat. Now imagine we producing greenhouse gases, we produce a lot of heat. With that heat comes drought, and with that drought comes at times wildfires. Now this bat that is in the middle of the jungle, in the middle of nowhere, creating no pain to us, has to fly around to find food, water, and sometimes habitat. By it flying farther away, sometimes it comes upon contact with us. And that single moment when that animal with that pathogen get in contact with us is called a spillover. And from there, once that spillover happens, that's it. I mean, that unleashes an incredible amount of human suffering, like, for instance, what happened with COVID-19.
So the top line takeaway is that climate change is going to make us more or less susceptible to these kinds of diseases.
The way that I put it is like, imagine that I'm going to get into a fight with Mike Tyson. Now, on top of that picture, put three other fighters like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, and Jackie Chan. And now you have those
Mike
two
Tyson,
guys.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jackie Chan, and Sylvester Stallone. Okay.
No, I think that they can beat my, they can keep my butt for sure.
Okay.
But the analogy goes that I cannot endure one of them. Forget about enduring the four of them. You can see heat waves everywhere around the world, wildfires, floods, you name it. That's nothing compared to what is coming. Right now, the planet has warmed up by just 1 degree, and we predict that in worst case scenario, it could warm up up to 5. So take all of these things that we think are bad, multiply by 5, and that's how potentially bad could this be.
Even if all carbon emissions stop tomorrow, the Earth will still continue heating up from the decades of human activity up to now. So how do infectious disease experts need to adapt to a planet that will warm no matter what we do?
The priority should be on mitigation of this problem. Because, yeah, you are right. This is going to be bad. But what I'm saying to you is if we don't do anything, this is going to be a lot worse. The chances that we're going to be able to adapt to this are going to be so overwhelming. Just think about what it costs us to adapt to COVID. Those are 1 in 1,000 years diseases. Imagine these things happening every 15 years. We are not going to be able to cope with this.
When you look at the diseases that we're struggling with right now, from COVID to monkeypox to polio, do you see a climate change connection?
Oh, the connection is right there. It's just mind-blowing. And in fact, I lived through that in my own country back in the day. I came for a holiday
in Colombia.
In Colombia. And I'm thinking that I'm a strong guy. And, you know, Colombians, we like to feel like we are the jungle guys. And I come here and I refuse to use mosquito repellent. And I get bitten by a mosquito. It turns out that mosquito had chikungunya, and I got infected with this disease. My skin is all full of blisters for a week. It was painful to this day. I had the pain of this on my joints. Come to discover, as I was doing this paper, that the reason why that outbreak was happening was because there was so much rain on all South America that it just created this balloon of mosquitoes around the world, and it just happened that they... chikungunya, which was pretty rare in a very remote place with so many mosquitoes, the chances were there for that virus to go and infect everybody. And I paid the consequences of this.
Camilo Mora is a climate scientist at the University of Hawaii, speaking with us from Colombia. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Harry. I appreciate it.